came to the forefront during the county council election campaign. How many properties, particularly in Letterkenny, that have maybe up to 11 people, adults registered in them, two-bedroom and three-bedroom departments? We came on multiple examples of it. And I think, you know, it's only fair that these things are tidied up. I know it's a big body of work for to do that. But, you know, like, if there's a lot of polling cards going out to addresses all through Donegal for people who no longer live there, I think it always leaves the opportunity there for to compromise election results by people impersonating. And I think we need to get on top of that. I think until we get to a stage where people have to present either a PRSA number, a driver's license number, or some very valid form of ID whenever they go into the booths to vote, then I think it's probably always going to be an element of abuse in it.
Do you believe that there has been impersonation in elections in Donegal? And at any point, do you believe there has been sufficient impersonation and fraudulent voting to actually make a difference to the outcome of an election?
Well, it's very difficult to know what level that that's happening at, but it's fairly common knowledge. I mean, you'll hear it out on the street about impersonations that are taking place. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not in the booth and I don't see who's on there, you know what I mean? But I think we need to make sure that every effort is put in place for to make sure that that can't happen and doesn't happen.